Quick take on Synaptics FY1Q26 earnings. Things are off to a good start. Mark Venus Synaptics opened fiscal 2026 on a strong note, deliver results that reflect both solid execution and growing momentum in its push toward intelligent edge systems. The company reported revenue of $292.5 million, up 14% year-over-year, while non-GAAP earnings per share rose 35% to $1.09. The standout driver was its core IoT business, which surged 74% year-over-year, marking the sixth consecutive quarter of year-over-year growth. CEO Rahul Patel described the quarter as an outstanding start, crediting balanced performance across processors and wireless connectivity, along with expanding design wins that validate Synaptics' strategy of uniting analog mixed-signal, multi-core processing, and connectivity into one cohesive platform. He emphasized that the company's focus is now squarely on enabling intelligence at the edge, a space where Synaptics sees enormous long-term potential as the boundary between cloud and endpoint computing continues to blur. A significant highlight of the quarter was the launch of Astra, Synaptics' next-generation edge AI processor platform. Patel called Astra a decisive leap forward that introduces a new class of AI-native silicon purpose-built for the next wave of connected devices. The Astra SL2600 series combines Synaptics' expertise in power-efficient processing with Neural Engine, Torque AI, developed in collaboration with Google Research and built on the Coral MPU to accelerate machine learning at the edge. This partnership brings open-source tools and frameworks into the fold, enabling developers to design AI-driven IoT applications without being locked into proprietary ecosystems. Patel said the response from customers and ecosystem partners has been very positive, noting that early design wins are already secured and that initial revenue contributions from Astra should begin in the second half of calendar 2026. By positioning Astra as a scalable platform that serves everything from smart home hubs to industrial systems and robotics, Synaptics is creating a foundation for growth across multiple end markets as AI inference workloads increasingly move closer to the user. Financially, Synaptics demonstrated discipline and consistency. CFO Ken Rizvi highlighted that the company exceeded the midpoint of its guidance, maintaining a non-GAAP gross margin of 53.2% and an operating margin of 17.6%, up nearly a full percentage point from the prior quarter. He also pointed out that channel inventories remain lean, that cash flow from operations totaled $30 million, and that the balance sheet remained strong, with roughly $460 million in cash and short-term investments. Rizvi said, "Revenues increased year-over-year for the sixth consecutive quarter, emphasizing that the company's core IoT business is now at its highest level in 3 years. For the second quarter of fiscal 2026, Synaptics guided to approximately $300 million in revenue and non-GAAP earnings per share of $1.15, implying continued double-digit growth. While automotive demand remains soft and macroeconomic uncertainty continues to weigh on global supply chains, Synaptics results show a company executing with focus and purpose. Its investments in open, energy-efficient AI processing and wireless integration are beginning to pay off. And Astra can mark a turning point as the company cements its identity as a leader in edge AI. As Patel concluded, Synaptics' focus, innovation, and disciplined execution are positioning it for sustainable long-term growth. Given the traction in core IoT and the strategic importance of Astra, the company's current momentum appears not only justified, but likely to accelerate as AI-driven devices proliferate at the intelligent edge. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes, Com, and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Mark is also a founding co-host of the Tech Stack podcast featuring Francis Sidico, Jim McGregor, Dave Altavilla, and Marco Chiappetta. You can subscribe to the Tech Stack podcast for free via The Technologists of Technologists are more than just tech enthusiasts. We are trusted guides in a rapidly evolving digital world. We, Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.